Well, hey, folks, this is Chris, and hey, I want you to make a plan for your money and learn what the Bible has to say about money when you order Financial Peace University with a copy of the Legacy Journey ebook by Dave Ramsey. And get this incredible deal for only $99 when you use the promo code Chris Brown with no spaces at stewardship.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We are so pumped that you are tuning in today. We certainly hope that this time together that we're about to have is an encouragement to you. This is a show where you call in with your stewardship questions, and we talk all about your situation through the lens of this book. It's kind of a big deal. It's actually the top-selling book of all time in all categories. But its power is not in the fact that it is a top-selling book. Its power is in the fact that it's the actual words of our Creator that He wants us to delight in. The Bible is the inherent Word of God, and it is alive, and it's powerful, and just as relevant today as ever. And it has been provided to us as an instruction manual, not a list of do's and don'ts to restrict us, but no, to free us. And that's what we talk about in this show. And just like anything else in life, the fact that we have been entrusted with the words from our Creator, we need to steward that privilege, and we need to read, we need to listen, we need to learn, and then put into practice what we've heard. Amen? So you call in, the number's 866-357-3283. Again, it's 866-357-3283. And you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And hey, if you call in and you get a voicemail, please leave a message. I know the call volumes are high and many of you are getting that recording. We'll try the best to call you back, but leave a message. We're hearing quite a few hangups, so give us a chance to help you. Don't rob us of that blessing. Well, I just got back from vacation, rested and refreshed, went out to Los Angeles with my entire family for a few days, and got really refreshed for this upcoming event season that we have coming up. And I feel very refreshed. I'm ready to rock here in the next couple of weeks. We've got Oklahoma. We've got Chicago. I've got an event in D.C. that I am just drooling about. I'm so pumped. It's in Constitutional Hall downtown on April 21st there in D.C. Me and Dave Ramsey, Smart Money event. It's going to be incredible. 2,000 of you have already bought tickets for that event. There's still a few available, so make sure you check that out, stewardship.com. But also going to be in Tucson, Arizona. Going to be back in L.A. for an event. Going to be in Orlando, Minneapolis several times. Many events here in Nashville. Back to Minneapolis. Again, Dallas, all over the place. So make sure you check out all those events at stewardship.com. And hey, before we get to our first call, and looks like we got Frank on the line. I see you there, Frank. Just one more second. I've got to tell y'all that right now on stewardship.com, we're offering Financial Peace University and The Legacy Journey by Dave Ramsey together for only $99. When you use the code Chris Brown with no spaces. So be sure to take advantage of that killer deal while it lasts, again, at stewardship.com. Well, we're ready to take our first call. We've got Frank, and he's calling in from Cincinnati, Ohio. Frank, how are you?
I'm well. How about you, Chris?
I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
Well, this is what I'm looking at. I've recently, in between jobs, and my prior employer, I had a 401k with them for about 20 years. And so they're terminating that business is no longer existing. They're terminating that plan. So I'm prepared to roll that over. I don't want to take any of it out. I want to roll it. And it's about $360,000. I am 54. I have probably about 12 to 15 years of work left contributing to this. So I'm looking for some input, pros and cons of doing having a managed account, maybe just doing something, you know, one of the online Scott Trades, Option House type places, and just what you might suggest to someone in that situation.
Yeah. Do you have any experience in managing funds?
Well, not a lot. I usually, for example, what the funds with now is Hancock. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much let it sit. My philosophy is pretty much let it sit and grow. I've got about 30% of it in aggressive and the other 70 in growth. And I kind of let it sit there. So I don't do a lot of activity. And that's one of my questions, what kind of options I would have managing it in terms of an IRA that I was managing, you know, if I'd had similar fund options.
Right.
Those are just kind of general questions I want outside of the talking to trade people.
Yeah, a couple elements here. I definitely would roll it straight over into your new 401k if that's an option. If you don't have a new 401k option, then it would go to an IRA. So that's the way I would do it.
Yes, I do not. I will not have that 401k option at the time it rolls.
Okay. Well, then I would, if you can make that a direct rollover whenever the timing works out well, I would do that. But you definitely don't want to bring it home and then reinvest it. It can't come into your hands. If it comes into your hands, you'll have to pay taxes on it, so you don't want to do that. Make sure that you have some kind of tax covering on it. Like if you can get involved in some kind of 401k of any sort, do that first. The other part of what you were asking about the managing it yourself, I don't like that because it's just not what you do, and you get what you pay for. And so, you know, there are some fees associated with somebody managing your stuff. But in my experience and Ramsey Solutions experience over the decades we've been doing this, you're going to get more return when they're watching and making decisions for you throughout the year. I do love your philosophy of letting it sit. Just for our listeners' sake, just to be more clear on that, that doesn't mean you put your head in the sand and you're not paying attention. It just means that you're thinking long term and you're not making knee-jerk reactions when the market goes down 2 or 3% and you freak out. So I think that's what you meant. It's just long term, and you're like, you know what? Long term is where I'm going to win. And then the last component that you hit on was that you've got 30-70 split. What I would recommend is a 25-25-25-25. It would be 25% in growth, 25% in growth and income, 25% in aggressive, and 25% in international would be the way I'd split it up. So whenever you go to roll it over, that's the way I would definitely do it.
When we talk about the fees, if I'm going to manage route, are we talking about, like, what are my options there? Like, so I talked to a guy that's gets paid but doesn't get, like, he just gets a draw. You know, it just felt a little more slippery than I was comfortable with. So,
yeah, I think with you coming in with 300K plus immediately, I like a front loading the fees. I like getting the fees out of the way when the balance is lower. Uh-huh. There's an upfront and then a lower commission throughout the life of the investment. There is no upfront. You can ask. There's a bunch of different ways they can work it out. They're going to make sure they get paid. Obviously, we all want to get paid for our expertise. We want to get paid for our work. They can break it up however you want to. Some have flexible plans. Some can do different ways. Some are just like, this is the way we do it. You got to get over it. And if you don't like it, you can go to the next place. But just ask around and see and of course, a good place to start is our ELPs. We have endorsed local providers here at Ramsey Solutions, and you can find out more about them at stewardship.com. But, you know, the biggest thing you do when you go in there and you talk to them, you want to make sure that you trust them, first of all. And that's why we like to endorse local providers. We got them all over the country and several in Cincinnati. But if you talk to them, and you got to make sure that you trust them, and then once you trust them, then ask them about their, you know, the way they get paid.
Sure.
And you got to feel comfortable with that.
I see. Thanks for your help.
Well, Frank, you're in a good position. You got some good money there. I want to actually throw you a free book, and it's called Retire Inspired.
Okay.
And Chris Hogan just wrote it. It's brand new.
I've seen that.
And I want to give it to you for free.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Frank. This next call comes in from Miami, Florida. This is Gladys. Gladys, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. How can I serve you?
Okay. First of all, thank you so much. We're just so excited that you guys took our call. Our question is about a car that we just leased recently in May 2015. And it was before we took the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace class, which we are learning so much. And we now know better than to lease ever again. But since we leased back in May, it's a new lease. And we have 28 months left on the lease. The only way that we could sell this vehicle is if we sell it to another dealership, and we would have to pay out of pocket $3,363 to get rid of the car. Our monthly payment is $338. What else can I tell you? We're expecting a baby in 7 weeks. And so we just, this car definitely was not a great choice. And we wanted, you know, to know what you would best advise, to just live out the lease or potentially sell it to another dealership and then buy another car. We have $40,000 in savings.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the baby. Boy or girl?
A girl.
That's fun.
We're so excited.
That is great.
Yeah.
Now, what I hear is you got tons of money in the bank. That's a ton of money for America. $40,000 in savings is a big deal. Are you expecting any significant strain financially once the baby's born?
We're not. Our bills are pretty low. We do have a mortgage debt. And, you know, hopefully we will pay that off.
Okay.
But our bills are pretty low, so we're not going to be straining.
Yeah, I would definitely do it then. I would turn it in a New York second.
Okay.
I'd get rid of that $338 payment. I would be done with that. Then go make a great over-the-top $3,000 to $5,000 good decision that makes up for the bad decision. And then you're still ahead. Sacrifice over here, and I try to make up for that difference. In the next 3 or 4
okay.
months, cut out some recreation or cut out some restaurants or cut out something so that you can make up for it. So you know what? It's a bad decision, but you know what? I've got to start running on the treadmill a little bit. So like you think about your health, you know, you do that, you go and eat that beautiful piece of cheesecake and it's absolutely phenomenal. And that was a bad decision. And so now I need to go run on the treadmill for a while to make up for it. So I'm going to eat this 800 calories over here and I'm going to go burn 1100 over here and you kind of make up for it. That was a bad decision. $3,000. I would peek at the past, but I would focus on the future and I would think about what can I do to make up for that?
Okay. Understood. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then lastly, what would be the dollar amount of the car that we would purchase that you would suggest?
What's your income?
It's really low right now, but together it's about $56,000. We both had a change.
Yeah, that's fine. I would just not, and, both okay. your cars together shouldn't be over $25,000 together.
Together. Okay,
yeah
we work and live in the same neighborhood, so we share a car.
With that being the case, where you guys share a car, it should be even lower than that. But what we like to say is that make sure that we have our cars do not ever equal half of our annual income.
Okay.
I've got two beaters, and I'm completely happy, but they're very dependable, and they're well below that mark. But that just gives everyone a good bar to go for.
Okay. Believe me, I'm coveting the beaters that I see. I'm looking at cars that are just a fraction of what ours is after, you know, watching all these podcasts and like the Dave Ramsey financial peace class. I'm looking at these cars and I'm just, the new car thing just does not excite me as it used to.
Well, good. That's thank God for that, because that's a temptation he's removed from you. So we really appreciate the call.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it very, very much.
All right. Thank you. Well, folks, you've heard a few calls today where the money or the lack thereof is holding great people back from living the life that they've always wanted. Have you been able to relate to the call so far? If you need a plan to get your finances rocking, then Financial Peace University is the class for you. Financial Peace University has helped over 4 million people. 4 million people change their futures by learning how to manage their money God's way. There's some very practical steps. And right now, for a limited time, when you order Financial Peace University, you'll also get the Legacy Journey ebook by Dave Ramsey. And our prayer is that this will get you started while teaching you exactly what the Bible says about building wealth and about giving. And right now, we have hundreds of classes starting all across the country, and we invite you to get on the action. Just visit stewardship.com, use the promo code Chris Brown with no spaces, and get this amazing deal for only $99. Again, that promo code is Chris Brown with no spaces, and you'll receive Financial Peace University and the Legacy Journey ebook for only $99. If you didn't get all that, it's okay. You can find out all the details at stewardship.com.
Thank you for being with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now let's get back to Chris.
This next call comes in from Philadelphia. This is Carrie. Carrie, how are you?
Hi, Chris. Thank you for taking my question.
Yeah. What's up?
Okay. I've started helping a lady that has recently been coming faithfully to our church, and she would like to start tithing. So she asked if somebody would help her with her finances. Now, I've been through the Financial Peace University myself, and I've started applying it to our family. So I guess I didn't think it would be so difficult to help her, but I'm running into a lot of roadblocks. So I just wanted to see if you could help with any advice on how to help her start. Mm-hmm. Because of some of the complications, it seems like her income is not even enough to cover general living expenses, let alone some of the other things that are already very much in her life. So I'm not sure how to help her cut down on her expenses enough to live and then pay debt and tithe and all the other things that come with life.
Yeah. When folks don't have enough income to pay their expenses, I normally say, hey, we need to increase the income and we need to decrease the expenses. Duh, right? But when it comes to not being able to pay the tithe, when you increase your income, I don't like the way that feels. Hey, listen, you got to increase your income to tithe. Because the reality is if they're not tithing now, they're not going to tithe then. It's not really about how much money you make, because there's another expense that pops up later with the increased income. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you can do this or not, but if you're asking me what I would do, I am a strong believer. To be clear is to be kind, and to be unclear is to be unkind. And a lot of times when people are in this scenario, it's very, you've got this lots of empathy and compassion, and you're like, you hate their situation. But at the end of the day, Malachi 3:8-10 is super clear, and it doesn't have any exclusions. It doesn't have any except for when you can't pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
It says, will a man rob God? And that's hard to hear in this situation because it starts off pretty aggressive. But let's read on. It says, yet you have robbed me, but you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you've robbed me. Even this whole nation, bring all the tithes, the 10% as a tithe means, into the storehouse, the church, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this. Another version says, test me. In this, it's the only place in the Bible where God says to test me, says the Lord of hosts. Now check this out. This is the way I would help her. I'd be clear and I'd be kind, because clear is kind. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be enough room enough to receive it. So what I would try to do is I would help her with her budget. I try to find anywhere that I can cut in there, anywhere. I'm talking about, because right now I know that you went through it. But the reality is there's something in her budget that subconsciously she is putting more value on than God. She's prioritizing it over God. There's something in her budget that is not survival.
I agree with you. I do. But it's hard. But then, you know, she goes out and she impulsively spends and...
So there it is. There it is. There's...
Yeah,
we found some room. That wasn't hard.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. She's not going to turn the corner overnight. She's not. And it's okay. Mm-hmm. Be patient with her. What you don't want her to do is start tithing and doing it, grudgingly. You definitely want to do that. You don't want to do that. 1 Corinthians talks about that. But you just want to just walk her through it and walk her, you know, it's be patient with her. And, you know, I think the thing is you're, there's a difference between difficult and impossible. This is difficult for her. And I think it's good to remind her, Carrie, that thank God that he loves us when it's difficult to love us. And so let's make sure that we tithe and thank God, even when it's difficult for us to tithe. Let's reciprocate it. And here's the deal. He really deserves all 100. And so 10% really is just, the beginning of obedience. So just be patient with her. And then maybe it's baby steps for her. Maybe it's 2 or 3% for a little while. But to be in full obedience, to be clear for all of our listeners, the Bible's very clear about 10%. So let's have her take some steps. Get another job also.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that's hard to hear, but I just really believe the word of God for what it says. Got an email here from Desiree. Says, hey there, Pastor Chris. First, let me say a huge thanks to you and your team for the show. I haven't missed a podcast. That's amazing. And my family has been hugely blessed by the daily challenge to be better stewards. My question refers to stewarding my time and growth than to finances. I've asked every leader I've had over the last year, and I'm sad to say that none of them have been able to answer me. Ready for this? Here it is. What are you reading currently? I ask because I believe, as Truman said, that not all readers are leaders, but all leaders are readers. And I want to be a great leader. So I'm interested to hear what other great leaders are reading right now. If you answer, I promise to read each book you recommend in addition to everything on the list at stewardship.com. Thanks in advance and blessings to you, Holly, and the kids. I can definitely tell this is somebody who listens a lot. That's pretty cool. Thanks, Desiree. Number one is the Stewardship Bible. I know you kind of expected me to say that, but as somebody who's read the Bible for a long time, reading a Stewardship Bible is something that I have not done enough. And so reading all of these stories through the lens of stewardship has been very helpful for me. So that's by far the thing I read the most. Second thing I read from a leadership perspective, this book is fantastic. It's called Deep Influence. You've got to read it. Anyone who's interested in leadership, Deep Influence. Very, very good. Another one just came out. It's brand new this month. The Most Excellent Way to Lead by my friend Perry Noble. The Most Excellent Way to Lead. Great book. I do want to let everyone know, if you're interested in leadership at all, we do have another website. Stewardship.com is our site for this show. We also have stewardshipcentral.org that's just for church leaders and for Christian leaders. Make sure you check that out. And there's a podcast that I do where I sit down with the biggest leaders, the most respected leaders in the country, and we talk about leadership. And it's called the Leadership Momentum Podcast. It can be found at stewardshipcentral.org, and it can be found on iTunes. So make sure you check that out, Desiree. Why does all this matter? 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you should use whatever gift that you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Those of you who have been given the gift of leadership, we have an obligation, a responsibility, a privilege to be able to steward it for God's glory. That's what I love about this stewardship community is you all are out there and you are engaging in this stuff, and you're not just keeping this information for yourself. You're going out and you're helping other folks in the church and in the community, and it's really, really cool to see. You know, that actually is a great segue into this Facebook post from Summer. She says, I was listening to the True Stewardship podcast on my way home. There was a 26-year-old caller who had a cardiac arrest a few years ago. I don't know if you guys remember that call. But Summer says this person got into some credit card debt because of it. He said something that stood out to me, something that he is convicted by now that he has literally been given a second chance at life. Here's what he said. On that call, he said, are you living for Jesus, or are you living a life that just includes Jesus? What a great question for us to ask. He actually says, hashtag good question. But maybe that's a good final thought for us today. Pretty powerful stuff. Well, I definitely remember that call, and definitely very, very powerful. Well, folks, if this show has impacted your life in any way, we'd love to hear your story. Give us a call at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Or you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Well, that is it for today. As always, it has been an honor hanging out with you. Be sure to visit stewardship.com today to order Financial Peace University with the Legacy Journey ebook by Dave Ramsey for only $99. When you use the code Chris Brown with no spaces. And on behalf of our entire team here at Ramsey Solutions, we again thank you for tuning in, for telling your friends about the show, and for allowing us to serve you in this way. God bless you.